alert and spent the day in an armchair. Sabina Castelfranco, CBS News.
The president took a victory lap today. CBS's Aaron Navarro has that.
During his remarks Saturday afternoon at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Maryland, President Donald Trump rehashed the 2024 election against President Biden and Vice President Harris, but he also touted his administration's actions so far in his first month on immigration, specifically noting his mass deportation plan.
A longtime Democratic member of the U.S. House of Representatives says more people need to rise up and hold Trump accountable for what he's done in the first month of his second term.
Massachusetts Congressman Stephen Lynch says the nation is on the precipice of a constitutional crisis. Lynch, critical of President Donald Trump's first weeks in office, marked by a series of executive orders.
We have a president for the first time in this country that considers himself above the law.
But thus far, congressional Republicans have indicated no interest in challenging the president. Mike Macklin for CBS News, Boston.
A police officer and a gunman have been killed in a shooting in the intensive care unit of UPMC Memorial Hospital in York, Pennsylvania. WHP-TV's Andrew Klein was at the scene this morning.
Six total people were hit by gunfire. Archangel Ortiz, the name of the man who came in to the hospital, they said this was targeted at the ICU specifically.
Police say the shooter took staff members hostage before he was killed by police in a shootout. Three staffers, two other officers were shot and wounded in the attack. Hamas released six Israeli hostages today, but Israel is delaying the release of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners until it gets assurances the next round of hostages will be freed and without Hamas ceremonies that Israel calls humiliating. CBS's Deborah Pata reports from East Jerusalem.
The second phase of the deal will have to decide who controls Gaza. Hamas wants a complete withdrawal of Israeli troops, and Israel wants the rest of the hostages freed, the territory demilitarized, and Hamas out.
About a week remains in the initial stage of the ceasefire, but talks on the ceasefire's second phase haven't begun. This is CBS News.
A riddle brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. It was an easy riddle. Learn more at progressive.com.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
With Wegovy and Ozempic once again readily available, consumers will soon have to pay more to use those drugs. CBS's Ali Bauman has that.
Many consider GLP-1 drugs miracle fixes for obesity, type 2 diabetes, and heart disease, but they've been in short supply. In 2022, the FDA allowed compounding pharmacies to make copycats, and they're cheaper, as low as $165 for some, compared to around $1,000 a month for the patented versions. The shortage now over. Compounders have to stop production. But one compounder is refusing. The CEO of Hims saying it will keep offering access to personalized treatments.
The FDA is giving compounding pharmacies as little as 60 days to stop making their versions of the drugs. Anora won Best Film, Best Director, and Best Actor for Mikey Madison at the Independent Spirit Awards today in what could be a preview of next Sunday's Oscars. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, a low around 20. And for tomorrow, a partly sunny sky and warmer with highs in the mid-30s. Temps jump up into the 40s through the next week, staying warm with a few rain showers around. Right now, it's 22.
Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
Good thing he's found. jumping and the jump began to swing. You should have heard this knocked out jailbird sing. Let it rock. Everybody let it rock. Everybody in old cell block was dancing to the jailhouse rock. Spider Murphy played his inner saxophone. Little Joe was blowing on the slide trombone. The drummer boy from Illinois would crash, boom, bang. The whole rhythm section was a purple.
Let's spend the night together. Now I need you more than ever. Let's
spend the night together.
WRJN.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Reggie Jackson. The Milwaukee historian and teacher travels the state sharing Black history while challenging what you think you already know.
Invited to all these communities around the state. These people don't know much about the African-American experience, and so they asked me to come and share some of that with them. To talk about things related to African-American history, race and racism, things of that nature. I've been to over 50 communities around the state of Wisconsin. People like the message that I send. They think it's credible information. It's been one of the greatest joys in my life, and it's been a great journey, and I've appreciated all of those folks that I work with in all those different communities engaging in conversations about really important things to them.
Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
Ah!
days I have to smile myself, because I love you, yes I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby, I don't know. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer, it will grow stronger every day. Oh, how much longer? I thought I was in love a couple of times before with the girl next door, but that was long before I met you. Now I'm sure that I won't forget you. And I thank my lucky stars that you are who you are, and not just another lovely lady sent down to break my heart. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer, it can grow stronger every day. Whenever I see you smile at me, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. Whenever I see your smiling face my way, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No one can tell me that I'm.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Through my window today, could have tripped out easy, but I've changed my way. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while, you're gonna be mine, I know it. We'll do it in style, 'cause I made my
the girls out of sight, yeah. Said she loves me, yes, yes she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me,
Jerry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right. Tell your mama, girl, I can't stay long. We got things we gotta catch up on.
is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Oh, there will be an answer. Let it be.
Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN. So dear, but meanwhile, I've got to work right here.
It takes two, baby. make a dream come true. Just take two.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. 88-year-old Pope Francis is in the hospital again, fighting a lung infection. CBS's Chris Livesay is in Rome.
He's no stranger here at the Gemelli Hospital. This is his fourth stay here since 2021. 2 years ago, he was admitted for pneumonia. As for this latest scare, the Vatican emphasized that Pope Francis' prognosis is guarded, which means doctors can't predict if he'll get better or worse.
In fact, doctors have said Francis's condition is touch and go because of his age, his fragile health, and pre-existing lung disease. A surprise at the White House, President Donald Trump had good things to say about some members of the political opposition.
The elected leaders in this room are the living embodiment of the union to which President Washington referred, You're really doing a fantastic job. I won't say, because the press is up there going crazy tonight, but I won't say how good some of the Democrats are, but some of you are doing a really good job.
Trump spoke at the National Governors Association dinner at the White House. Hamas released six more hostages Saturday, but Israel is delaying the release of hundreds of prisoners in exchange. Details on